98.1 KZE. Brian Mitchell and friends are coming to The Colony in Woodstock next Wednesday, November 19th, 7 p.m. show. Please welcome Brian to the studio right now.
It's getting late and it's time to go home. But I'm having such a good time, I really don't want to go. But this rain keeps on falling and I just might have to stay. That's all right, baby, I didn't want to leave anyway. The longer we're together, the more we both see. This is something going on that I know was meant to be. The sound of every raindrop, it makes me want to smile. And I guess it keeps raining all night. Lightning and thunder are lighting up the sky, giving me one more excuse to hold you tight. Divine intervention has finally stepped in. Let the rain keep falling, I don't want the night to end. It'd be a shame to leave here before we had a chance to kiss. This is something, baby, that I should not be missed. The sound of every raindrop, it makes me want to smile. And I guess I want it to be raining all night. Well, let it keep raining all night. I want it to keep on raining. I want it to keep on raining.
KZE. That's Brian Mitchell in the studio with me. You can see Brian next Wednesday the 19th at the Colony in Woodstock. Brian, thanks for coming and thanks for bringing the accordion. We don't have nearly enough live accordion here in the studio.
Well, see, I'm doing what I can.
You fixed that today for us.
All right.
Yeah. So, Brian, you've had an amazing career. You've been, do you generally bounce back and forth from New York City to the Hudson Valley? I know you've worked with Lee Von Helm a lot.
I did for many years, and then I gave up the Brooklyn apartment 2 years ago.
Congratulations. Welcome.
Thank you. And I haven't turned back, and I saw him up here more often.
Yeah.
I still go down sometimes, but I was a little surprised by, you know, yes, I'm here, and I don't need to go anywhere else, so yeah. I'm good.
Yeah. So bringing the show, it's Brian Mitchell and friends to the Colony next week. Can you give us a sneak hint of who the friends are, or are we leaving that as a surprise?
Well, we'll leave that. But the band itself, actually, Manuel Quintana is playing drums, and Kyle Esposito is playing the bass, and Carlos Valdez is playing percussion. My friend Scotty Shetler is coming down from Boston to play clarinet and saxophone. And Kate Squire is singing. And then...
Fantastic.
And there'll be other people,
that's,
too.
That's a whole lineup of heavy hitters.
It is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's awesome. So you were telling me a pretty cool story about how this set came about. Would you relay that to our listeners?
Well, it turned into... Because I was going to do stuff off... Which I am going to do stuff off the two new records. But I had recently... going back a while, I used to do an all-accordion night playing accordion back at Louisiana Bar and Grill back in those days. And all of a sudden, it kind of came to me in a dream. I was like, man, I forgot all this repertoire. I woke up today and started doing some demos 5 in the morning. It's very... I'm discovering five, the other side of five.
I was going to say, do you usually get up at 5 or was this inspiration?
This has been recently. I used to... you know, go to bed. But I honestly, I've gone through some changes. I get inspired, and these days, since I have all my studios in my house, I find myself, I get up when and my mind gets going, and I will be very brutally honest about it. I have a lot of great ideas. They're not all great. It comes to me, and it's great when I talk about it. It's cool. There's something like in the, you know, one of the examples on when I did my record is I woke up and I said, man, I'm replacing all the bass on the record with the bass accordion.
Okay.
And it was just a terrible idea.
But worth trying.
But worth trying. Yeah. Right? You know, so.
Absolutely. I mean, once you have that thought, you're like, well, I got to hear how this sounds at least.
Well, it was kind of that way with the Jimi Hendrix. I started doing it. And I said, I don't know. You know, it's been a long time since I did it.
Yeah.
And then by the end of the morning, I said, yeah, I think it's time to do it. So, you know.
So what happened in the dream? Were you like just back in that?
I was back in that time. And yeah. It was the. And I do have this kind of strange thing with the Jimi Hendrix accordion. There's a whole history of that. A guy named Esteban Jordan from Austin, Texas, was called the Jimi Hendrix of Tejano music. Mm. And I was a big fan of his. And that's a whole other story, hanging out with one of my idols. And then I actually got called to do a festival in Norway with the Jimi Hendrix of the accordion of Norway.
Okay,
I wish I could remember the guy's name. I cannot remember. But so, and that's many years ago. And so I started pulling that repertoire. So it kind of keeps...
So has anybody ever officially called you the Jimi Hendrix of the accordion?
Yes, they kind of said you're the New York.
Okay, cool.
Accordion Jimi Hendrix.
I think you deserve that.
Okay, well, you know, I hesitate to, you know, it's like you can't give yourself a nickname.
Right,
so
right.
I'll, you know, but yes, it's been said.
So, so that's going to be part of the set?
It is now, yes. Fantastic. There'll be a whole set of Jimi Hendrix accordion music.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Yeah. You're going to have probably some longtime fans very excited about that.
I think they'll be surprised by, when you say Jimi Hendrix on accordion, when you hear it.
Well, you know. I love the accordion. I always have. I think it's such a versatile instrument. I love the sound of it. It can, you know, it can bring so many different moods to a piece. And it's so, what's the word I'm looking for? Like nimble, you know, like the way a guitar is, you can be kind of that quick with your fingers on accordion if you're as good as you are.
Well, you know, there's also the history of accordion jokes that just I personally, if there's any kind of internet kind of jokey thing, it gets sent to me. In fact, it was just one yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Oh, yeah?
Some guy from Russia, somebody criticized or was complaining about his accordion playing, and he chopped him up and put him in an accordion case. And the cops got him. And I mean, it's not always pleasant
stuff.
Wait,
that happened?
It did happen.
Oh,
it actually did happen. It's very
so
dark.
Awful.
I know, it's awful.
I thought it was a joke. I'm
no,
like,
no, it's
ah,
not a what? Joke. It's not a
joke.
Yeah, and what was funny
Anywho,
is...
Anywho, don't make fun of the accordion.
So all the people that said, Brian, we love your playing. So just they came out, you know. So I appreciate those frayed compliments that I got from that.
But. No, but I truly do. I've always loved the accordion. I know that, you know, I think because of like the polka connotation, it has sort of that like, you know, that jokey quality where like, you know, like Weird Al, for example, made a lot of his career out of, you know, his skill as an accordion player and playing the polka music. I think it's got a lot of pathos. It's got, you know, a great beauty to the sound. I've always been a big fan.
And it's culture. It's in so many different cultures.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the more I've actually learned, it permeates so many things. And even like I was in Texas, Austin, Texas for a while. And the influence of the Tex-Mex conjunto style.
Yeah, yeah.
But it actually was from Germans that had came, and they left the accordion, and the Mexican guys kind of took it and took it somewhere else.
Yeah.
And, you know, my earliest music for me was my mother's Italian, and my uncle came on Sundays and played the accordion. And so, and the whole house turned into a party. So to me, it was like accordion party.
Party, yeah. I was going to say, I feel like the first thing I think of is like Italian or French music, you know, kind of like the street performers over there.
Yeah.
And then it's Adam inserting himself. It's Adam here crowbarring my way into the conversation. But and also like a New York City Jewish kid, that was a big deal also for young Jewish guys, you know, not me personally, but I was wondering if there must be a sort of a
klezmer, zydeco.
Like, but I was thinking so there must overlap. Be a sociological like a history of the accordion, right? There must be one.
Do you know who invented the accordion?
That I don't know. I mean, I really don't know, because the more I've learned about it, you find weird like Chinese accordion guys from a long time. Africans, you find it in there. I mean, I just knew it from the Germans, Honer, factory and throughout. But the more I learn, the more there are these weird subcultures.
Yeah, I feel like so many cultures, like Adam just said, you know, the Jewish culture and Zydeco, like kind of you just played a little bit of like a Bayou bluesy type of thing. So many cultures have an accordion tradition that I'm now thinking, I'm like, I don't know which one came first.
Well, you know, what's that Brazilian kind of, there's a Brazilian kind of, Fojo music.
Yeah.
And when I was in the city, the Fojo band asked me to play, and I said, I haven't played, I don't know that. And they heard me play and they said, well, we have a feeling. Anyway, I played and they were, you know, the rhythm of that in Zydeco to me was very similar.
Yeah.
And they said, man, you must have played this music before. I said, absolutely not. But it was familiar when I heard the beats and everything. To me, I just played kind of Zydeco over it and it seemed to work.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that must be so much fun. Yeah. Do you frequently like just sit in and join a jam? And
I've always done that. That's why for me to play accordion, like I played accordion. Well, I had a really interesting band back in the city. It was a trio. It was called Fat Boy Knutsch. It was tuba, accordion, and drums. And we played funk and reggae.
Ooh, yeah.
And Latin music. Oh, and tuba. So it was always fun. Yeah, especially Clark Gayton was one of the great.
Feel tuba. That in your guts.
And, you know, so, and it was always fun. We always had the joke because when we'd show up and begin to set up, and we'd tell the artist, I know you. Because they're running for the door before they've heard a note. Say, just hear us one song. If you want to run, fine. And I'll be damned if no one ever ran out on us.
I can't believe people have that knee-jerk reaction because I would be so hyped. Like I said, I love the things that can be done with an accordion. I love a tuba because you just feel it in your bowels. And yeah, like drum, you know you're going to get some rhythm backline. That sounds like a great show.
Well, I'm going to see if I can pull this off without... they always say, oh, the guitar players get all the girls and everything. But it might be true, but the women that actually dig the accordion are a little weirder of a sect that I've always appreciated. So, you know.
You know, I was thinking probably you'll be ready to bring back the tuba, accordion, drum trio again. When you have that next dream,
and
then you'll know its timing is the timing is just right.
Well, actually, we used to do Hey Joe in that band, and I'm going to be playing that because I'm bringing that one back because we used to do that, and that always went over great.
There you go. Yeah. If you're just joining us, by the way, Brian Mitchell is my guest. You can see him next Wednesday at the Colony in Woodstock. Brian Mitchell and friends doing some original stuff.
I have two new records that just came out.
Nice.
That were recorded since I moved up here.
Yeah.
And they
you've been busy.
Yeah, and it reflects. I just went in to record a few. I lent some equipment to. Well, Paul Wantinow over at the clubhouse, and he said, I'll give you some free, you know, studio time and exchange.
Yeah.
So I just did a few things. And then people like Larry Campbell, who's my neighbor, Cindy Cashdollar, John Sebastian, Jim Weeder, just started coming over and playing. Pretty soon it turned into a 2-record thing.
Yeah.
And
It was just a case of like so much material that I gotta break this into 2 records.
That's what it was.
Okay.
And I had, you know, strategic business type people say, in this day and age, you should just put singles out. It's ridiculous to put out 2 records and, you know, it won't be the last ridiculous business decision I've made.
I like albums and maybe, you
I
know,
do too.
You know, I work in radio. I know, like maybe my sensibilities are a little bit more old fashioned, but I do. I like to sit down or not necessarily sit down, sometimes like walk the dog or drive around or whatever, but listen to the album front to back and really hear it as a whole and hear it, you know, just the way the artist put the songs together. And just, yeah, I like that.
And even the sequence of it. Again,
yeah, exactly.
People are like, no one listens. I was like, I don't care. To me, it was always about a record. Where, how does it flow?
Oh.
And what's the first song?
Listening to an album on shuffle is sacrilegious. I will never do such a thing.
I fully
never
agree.
Do it.
Yes, yes.
If I want to shuffle, I'll just put on a playlist.
Yeah.
What are the names of the records, by the way?
The first was Digging the Roots because I just did some roots music kind of stuff. And then I started rewriting. And then pretty soon I was rewriting it so much they became tunes. And then they were all original. So Digging the Roots was how it started, and then music from Big Blue is all original stuff.
Have you had the chance to tour those much, or is this kind of going to be one of the first times you get to play them out?
I've been playing them locally.
Yeah.
And I was just in Italy with my friend James Maddock. We do a duo.
Oh,
thing.
I love him, yeah.
And I did a bunch of the new stuff over there.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, so it was cool.
I bet they respect the accordion.
They give props.
Yeah.
Absolutely. In fact, we went to this town, and we should have known by the in the middle of the square there was a sculpture of an accordion player.
Oh,
that was
awesome.
That was a good sign.
Yeah.
And so we went into some restaurant, and they said, You're the accordion player from last summer. Yes, and free food for me the whole time. And James had to pay. And he was complaining. I said, man, you're a guitar player. You get perks your whole life. I finally get a little taste.
Let me have this.
Let me have my moment.
Yeah. That's for all those people with, deep pockets. There's your bit of advice right there. Bring an accordion. Maybe get a free meal.
Well, you gotta be good at it. Gotta be good at it. That's the key. And it's hard. It's a hard instrument. When did you start playing?
I said my uncle used to come, and I sort of messed around with it, but I didn't have an accordion of my own till I was about 18, and I was playing classical and blues and jazz stuff. But some guy owed a nefarious type character who owed me some money, and he gave me an accordion, and I was like, really? That's But I figured it was the best I could do because I wasn't going to see any money.
Sure.
So I literally just got it. And I had some gig where a guy was over and he said, you play the accordion? I laughed. I said, well, I have one now. He goes, well, try it. And I played it. He goes, man, play it on the gig. So I did. And he loved it. And then he hired me again. And then someone saw me on the gig and hired me. And for like a year, I'd say, I don't play the accordion, man. And they'd say, we like it. You don't play like an accordion player.
Yeah.
And then I stopped apologizing and just took the gigs as they came.
So you essentially got a career instead of getting paid back what you were owed.
Yes. That dude, I'll give him, but if I ever run into him again, I'll say, we're good. We're square.
You set me on a path. You didn't even know.
Yes. Yeah.
Brian Mitchell at the Colony next Wednesday. It's going to be a lot of fun, as you can hear. Do you have time to do one more by any chance?
Well, let me do this. Let's see. Here's a little Jimmy. Manic depression has captured my soul. I know what I want, but I just don't know. Feeling sweet feelings I wish I could caress. Manic depression is a frustrated mess. Oh, woman, sweet woman, sweet causing pain. You make love, you break love, it's all just a game. Feeling sweet feelings that I wish I could caress. A manic depression is a frustrated mess. A manic depression is a frustrated mess.
KZE. Brian Mitchell, our guest in the studio. Adam, you have any more questions? I haven't tossed it to you.
No, you were. That's all right. I loved listening to you. Your enthusiasm around the accordion just has been such a total and welcome surprise, I have to say.
Yeah, I like instruments. What can I say?
You want to come to my house? Check out my house.
Got a few instruments.
I should see some, mine.
The glockenspiel.
Because after all of these years I've been moving up here, people are returning things that I've completely. They said, man, you left this thing here.
It's been sitting in my car for the last 3 years. I've been meaning
for
to get
real.
It to you.
You're like, no. Like, I don't have space for that anymore. Actually, I give it back. I'll sell it on Reverb. Brian Mitchell at the Colony next Wednesday. Brian Mitchell and friends. Going to be an amazing time. Doors at 6, show at 7. Thank you so much for stopping by.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
We got your community bulletin board and Jack Manley up next on KZE.